For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor. Let's meet Scott Calloway.
I went to the University of Georgia. I was a marketing major, and it's funny because as soon as I got out of school, there was no job for me.
Calloway's story is similar to many students who graduated from a four-year institution. After graduating from high school, he went to a four-year institution to get his degree in marketing. He said he felt like he had to go there in order to become successful out of peer pressure. When he graduated from college, he found it difficult to find a job in his field. While looking for something in his field, he ended up finding work very close to his home.
I actually went into business with my dad, which was a company that used trucking, that used welding, that used tree surgeons, and I actually went into a trades sort of job, did that, and earned a lot of money, and it created some other opportunities for me. It's ironically enough, this is a form of marketing, which is what I went to school for, so I'm actually at 39 now doing what I went to school for.
Calloway is now the tour manager for the Be Arkansas Pro Interactive Mobile Workshop, an 18-wheeler truck outfitted with simulations and games designed to change young Arkansas perceptions on skilled professional trades.
So this is our plumbing pathway. These two simulate what, like, industrial plumbing would be, like a network inside of a building. And so we'll take these apart and put them in the box, and then we'll time them, and then when we say go, they'll try to race and put these all together. Whoever wins, we'll give them a prize for that too.
The truck is part of the Be Pro, Be Proud initiative. The $2.5 million initiative was launched in early March in Little Rock by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce, the Delta Regional Authority, Governor Asa Hutchinson, other state economic departments, and businesses. Chamber CEO Randy Zook and Delta Regional Authority Federal Co-Chairman Chris Massengill were in Jonesboro this week to kick off the first regional tour of the initiative at a ceremony at the Arkansas State University Newport campus. Zook said the perception students have about choosing college or learning a trade has created what he calls a skills gap in the workforce.
There are nearly 6 million open jobs in the U.S. today, and about half of those require some sort of technical or career training and preparation for them, and there simply aren't enough people ready to do these good jobs, so the jobs go begging. People are looking for jobs, but they don't have the skills to do the jobs that are available. Companies are looking for people, but they can't find the people with the skills they need.
Zook gives his thoughts on why the skills gap exists.
Well, I think we've been selling kids on that idea for a long time. We've been making it seem like it's sort of an either-or proposition. Either you go to college and succeed, or you don't go to college and you fail, but that's just not an accurate picture.
Massengill saw the initiative as a means to tackle the skills gap issue, which he says is an issue that is being underestimated.
You know, for decades, we have undervalued career and technical training. Oh, that's for those folks that can't do anything else or have tried and failed. Let me be very clear about something. We are not rebuilding the economy in this country on the backs of sociology majors. And I'm a sociology major. Let me be very clear about that. And we're also not saying, hey, don't go get more education. Don't pursue higher ed. Don't pursue additional training and certificate opportunities. What we're talking about is exactly what Dr. Massey highlighted. This is about lifelong learning. This is about career pathways. This is about recognizing you can be successful in other ways without graduating necessarily our traditional track with debt and no job.
ASU in Jonesboro campus chancellor Dr. Sandra Massey and Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce CEO Mark Young also offered their support for the initiative at the ceremony. Massey said that having programs to teach the necessary technical training is not enough to close the skills gap.
Also critical is a robust pipeline that Mr. Zook referred to from kindergarten to employment, and then one that loops back occasionally into the higher ed arena for updated skills training, creating a much-needed culture of lifelong learning.
Zook said the stop in Jonesboro was the first of four regional trips during its two-year tour. He said they plan to make stops in Bentonville, Fort Smith, and El Dorado. While the schedule is still under development, Calloway expressed his excitement about presenting this information to students.
And my personal goal when this is over is every kid that I talk to has a completely different perspective on their future and what these professions actually can provide them monetarily, opportunity-wise. And I'm passionate about this because it provides hope. Kids need hope.
More information on the Be Pro, Be Proud initiative and where the Be Arkansas Pro Mobile Workshop will be next is available at beprobeproud.org. For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor.